USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In New Zealand, it appears that Jacinda Ardern and her Labour Party will be re-elected in a landslide. And by all signs, Labour will have a big enough victory to control Parliament without a coalition partner. Ardern has earned praise for her handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Her government's response included some of the strictest controls in the world that are being attributed to some of the lowest mortalities globally, with just 25 recorded deaths from the virus. The Labour Party in New Zealand overall has received its greatest support in at least a half century. A new effort by the Federal Communications Commission to look at the legal shield that has spared tech giants from being held accountable for how they patrol their platforms is drawing widespread rebuke. Critics say the agency is caving to pressure from the White House. The move comes as Facebook and Twitter took steps to limit a New York Post story about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New data suggests that it could be a grim winter for deaths from COVID-19. The story from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
A key model has a stark prediction for a winter surge in coronavirus deaths. The new report from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington is forecasting a spike in COVID-19 deaths over the winter months to nearly 400,000 by the beginning of February. That would be an increase of more than 80%. Doctors at the Institute say they expect to see the number of deaths begin to rise as soon as the beginning of November. The United States saw the number of coronavirus infections pass 8 million this week. More than 218,000 Americans have already died of the virus. And the latest data from Johns Hopkins University shows that 21 states have recorded peak weekly averages of infections over the last 7 days.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed higher by 112 points. The Nasdaq was down 42 points. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said last weekend that he would have more to say about his bout with COVID-19. That time has come. USA Radio's Tim Burke was watching.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
President Trump joked that he will fire Florida Governor Ron DeSantis if he loses the swing state. Trump made the comment during a campaign rally in the Sunshine State Friday. DeSantis was seen high-fiving people in a crowd Monday during Trump's rally in Sanford, Florida, without a mask, by the way. The polling average, as calculated by Real Clear Politics, shows Biden with a narrow edge over Trump by nearly 1.5 points. For news anytime, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.